seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, all righty. We're talking about the many benefits of dry skin brushing. I love this modality, I should call it. I love this activity because it is so full of benefits, and it is so cheap, and it is so easy, and it's time effective as well. And I'm sitting here with Melanie Cole, who's in for Dr. Decker Weiss. Melanie, how are you?
I'm great. Dr. Holly, tell me all about dry skin brushing, because I'm going to do it tonight. So
you
tell
have
us,
to.
Tell us what's involved in it. Is it just basically dry loofah?
Oh, no. Okay. So either a dry brush that you can get at your Whole Foods market or any health food store in that health and beauty aids aisle, or yes, dry loofah. Basically, so what we're looking at is 5 minutes, all right? And we are looking at a dry skin. So not out of the shower, actually perhaps before a shower or just when you haven't showered or even not thinking about showering. We're taking this brush or loofah and we're brushing the skin. How I like to do it is 5 minutes towards your heart. So starting at the ankles, the feet, even the toes, up your legs, into your trunk, to your heart, and then you'll go through your extremities, your head, the back, as far as you can reach. 5 minutes. It is amazing. And listen up, ladies, okay? Because one of the best things that dry skin brushing does is increase the circulation to the skin and possibly reduces the appearance of cellulite. Now, cellulite, from a clinician's perspective, it's a connective tissue disorder. It's a collection of toxins, and it needs to be broken up in order for those toxins to be detoxified and released by your body. So if you've got those unwanted sort of areas in your body, you can definitely try some dry skin brushing. And now that, from an aesthetic perspective, is just one, but we're getting toxins out. And that's why I love this really simple activity, dry skin brushing.
Now, you mentioned going up towards your heart. So where would I start? And because it sounds like it's going to help with the itchy skin, and if it really can reduce the appearance of cellulite, can we dry skin brush our face?
Okay, now what I like to tell people to do is please stay away from your neck, your chest, and your face area, because we don't want to be breaking down those. As from like, I'm a 47-year-old woman, and that skin is really important for me just to kind of keep as healthy as possible, okay? And that's really thinner skin, and I like people to stay away from that. But start at your toes, up your ankles, down the lower part of your leg, up through the upper part of your leg, around to your buttocks, to your back as far as you can go, up to your front of your trunk, to the heart. You can stop there. Start at each extremity, as far as your upper extremities, your arm, and switch hands, of course. And all the way, your back of the neck is fine, but from an aesthetics perspective, once again, I stay away from the face, the neck, and the chest area, because we don't want to break up that skin and have it sag even more. But you're right. Dry body brushing helps shed dead skin cells, and also in doing that, it encourages that new cell renewal, because our body is sloughing all the time, and sometimes you just need some assistance. And it results in not only getting toxins out, but smoother and brighter skin, and it's amazing.
I'm going to try it tonight, Dr. Holly. Now tell me, after, because I'm 48, and so after I dry skin brush, then I can take a shower, you know, clean as I always would, and then what? Do you moisturize? Does your skin feel better without a moisturizer on after a dry skin brush?
What you will know if you start doing this consistently, and I just say 5 minutes twice a day, or guess what, 5 minutes just once a day. If you do this consistently, you're not going to be using as much external moisturizer as you used to. You'll notice
Rock
that you
on.
Just don't need it. Yep, you're only going to. Now, and you, for you folks that are using external moisturizers, please, please make sure that you consult something like EWG.org and understand what is in that lotion that you are slathering all over your body each and every day, because it is absorbing into your skin, into your fat cells, and those toxins, if they are not clean, clear, organic, phthalate-free, paraben-free, they're going to accumulate over time and start causing health issues. So we definitely want to give a shout out for that as well.
So we dry skin brush, and you recommend doing it once a day or twice a day even? And this isn't going to dry out our skin, because people listening might think, but it does just the opposite.
It does just the opposite. It's one of those counterintuitive things that I love. It seriously like you're, wait, what? But no, over time, and like anything else that is a true healer, it sometimes gets worse before it gets better, but please just stick with it. Okay, because we're talking about not only clearing up the skin, offering a little better muscle tone, we're talking about improving vascular blood circulation and lymphatic drainage. All of those, both of those, are very important in releasing toxins. It encourages the body's discharge of metabolic waste so that the body is able to run much, much, much more effectively. And this is 5 minutes, gals, 5 minutes. I mean, it's not, you know what? It's an equal opportunity activity. I think the guys can do it too. 5 minutes, and it's over time such healthy benefits.
And I think combined, Dr. Holly, with this dry skin brushing, clearing out those dead skin cells, letting those new ones come in, they're self-moisturizing those little guys when they grow on us. And if we combine that with the smoothies you've talked about and a real clean eating, boy, our skin, I would think, would look just wonderful at that point.
Absolutely. And you know what? One of the things you asked about, a moisturizer. And we've talked on this show about the many benefits of coconut oil, but I've been using coconut oil actually as a moisturizer. And
have you tried it after you take a shower? Is that what? Because I've got some up there too, and I've been trying it even as a hair conditioner.
Oh, yes. And you know what? I got to jump on this. Do you remember back in the day when we'd have a call from the school or your parents would get called because there was a lice epidemic and then the lice, those little gnats in your hair, and we'd have to go through. Do you remember that?
Honey, I've got a 10-year-old child who had it last year. And yes, I've used coconut oil and put a little shower cap on her while she sat there crying because she really didn't like it.
Okay, so I love you because guess what? Now, what is that? So you've got this very caustic product out there that we used to use as kids called RID, R-I-D.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, just smelling it's horrible. Coconut oil is very effective in getting rid of lice, and it should be known by each and every parent out there because it is so very, very important to know, because you can decrease your exposure to crazy toxins like those in RID, and you can also get rid of the lice. And so coconut oil, not only as a moisturizer, but as an alternative for something like that. Love it.
Yeah, and as a hair conditioner, it works great. And then you smell like the old Hawaiian tropic suntan oil anyway. And, you know, it's such a great moisturizer. So what a great thing to do, to try a dry skin brushing up towards the heart and then take your shower and then maybe put on a little coconut oil and see how great it makes you feel.
Well, you know, it's a great way to start the day too, because a lot of the times myself, which I try to really be good at, but I encourage my patients, don't shoot out of a cannon in the morning, you know, with your gadgets on, your Blackberries on, getting your emails, flying through this, going to work. You don't even know who you are anymore. And you are, I think, a victim of then the winds of change. I think dry skin brushing, 5 minutes as it may be, is a very nourishing thing to do for the self. And you can use that time too to do some deep breathing, to do some intention setting, to do some boundary, sort of energetic boundaries, like I am going to be strong and free within the presence of my responsibilities today.
Wonderful, like self-talk. Yeah. Wonderful, yeah. Positive self-talk.
Yeah, just do that. Get yourself straight in the morning. Then this is like a wonderful time to do it. So it's a bing, bang, boom with the mental, the emotional, the physical. You got it all right there. Just go get a loofah. It's $2.39, 5 minutes.
And then you do have to clean them.
Yes, absolutely. What's your favorite way to clean a loofah?
Well, we only have about 30 seconds left, so I just pretty much put it in the shower, use my hand, and scrub the thing clean.
All right, before it gets on your body.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been so fun being able to hang out with you, missing Dr. Decker Weiss, but gosh, anytime I get a chance to talk to you, the listeners are lucky, and so am I.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure. You're listening to It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Holly Lucille, and I'm Melanie Cole, sitting in for Dr. Decker Weiss. And dry skin brushing, ladies, let's try it. Let's use that time to positive self-talk. Get rid of that negative self-talk we always do. Maybe it'll even help you look better, and then you'll want to say nice things about yourself. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.